Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. And that's what we're facing, folks. It is a war for our civilization, Judeo-Christian civilization, and we're in the midst of one of the great centers for waging that war on behalf of freedom and the people who love it around the world. And that is the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. It is an extraordinary treat to have opposite me a man that I've gotten to know a little bit in recent days and have admired tremendously for a while, but specifically have come to appreciate for what he's doing now for the cause of freedom in so many different ways. His name is Mike Lindell. You have probably seen him. Well, scratch that. You have assuredly seen him. And if you haven't seen him, you've certainly heard him talking about his product, MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Mm. But that's only part of his story. It's a most infecting and deeply moving part of his story. And I had a chance to watch last night as he and Eric Metaxas did a wonderful little pas de deux here at NRB. Mike Lindell, we don't have a whole lot of time to do justice to any part of your fabulous story, and I know mostly people would love to hear the really fantastic part of it, which is sort of how you came to be this unbelievably successful entrepreneur and businessman. I want you to say a word about that, but I really want to talk about what you're doing now, because right. I think in many ways that's the God thing that's really right. important right. to share. Right.
Well, I can give a real quick, I was a crack cocaine addict. And I invented my pillow in 2004, and I lost everything. But all the way up to 2009, I was deeply into crack. Lost a marriage of 20 years, and drug dealers did an intervention on me and trying to get me to quit because I told them someday I would come back and help them, and I quit. I quit everything overnight on January 16, 2009. And at that time, I started getting my pillow back piece by piece, and there were a series of miracles all the way up through 14. I had lost everything again. We were 2 days away from going completely under, and I met this gal, Kendra, and she had this amazing relationship with Jesus that I didn't have. I'm going, well, what do you mean? I believe in God. Anyway, she was praying for the company, and we did a couple other commercials then, short form commercials, and they didn't work. And then a person in the company said, well, Mike, you need to get in there. And I said, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do any hard sell. I just want to tell people about the pillow. And I did go in there, and they just exploded. We have 1,600 employees nowadays, 36 million pillows sold. But it's
a God thing, though,
yeah,
at the end
absolutely.
Of the day.
You
say that so
yeah.
clearly in your life.
It's absolutely a miracle.
So giving back yeah. is a big part of what you're doing now.
Absolutely.
And I want you to talk about your foundation and the yeah. work that you're engaged in there, but I also want you to talk about, we'll leave some time for yeah. some of the outreach that you're making, yeah. particularly to younger folks
right.
who need to hear this message as much as anything.
Right. Well, I'm giving back. It's a big. I'm using this platform for God, for Jesus now, to this country. And I ended up meeting the president before when he was just the president-elect. He called me to meet with him, and I told him we both talked about the inner cities, all these amazing things we would do, that could be done. I met with Ben Carson, and he became a friend of mine, and we talked about the inner cities, and he's got this vision centers he's come out with, and we talked about my foundation. Imagine a foundation where 100% of your money goes to the need, and you get to hear back a difference you made in their life. All these needs have been validated, that they're real needs, and there's no overhead. It's paid by myself and other donors. I've got an app I'm working on with the Recovery Network. These guys from Teen Challenge, Don Wilkerson is... Dave Wilkerson's brother that started Team Challenge, and We've got this app where we're going to take the addicts, and you're going to be able to punch in your drug of choice and your age, and then you can, all these stories will come down of people that have made it, and of your age group, of how did they do it? They got through, and they're
so gonna, it's relevant to you.
Absolutely,
it's not some abstraction or some guy you couldn't care less
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely, you
fabulous.
Know, back when I quit my crack, my friend, I first done cocaine with him in 1984, and I could relate to him because he had been clean 3 years, and I had all these questions for him that only he could answer. And the same thing for a 22-year-old drug addict or whatever. He needs to have stories of hope. And we're downloading, you know, a couple hundred thousand of these stories from alumni that have made it through these amazing centers that have gotten freed of these addictions. And then to the millennials out there, they don't buy pills, but they love my story. they come up to me all the time, and they just love this, my story of redemption. They saw the story, my
including the faith piece.
They love it. They all come up and talk about that. That's the number one thing.
Fantastic.
They come up to me. I'm getting involved. I'm going to be speaking at this event called The Pulse in Minneapolis, at right where the Super Bowl was. 66,000 people. It's a free event, and these are all.
Tell us the date.
It's all these millennials. May 18th. I believe it's May 18th,
great.
And it's going to be amazing. You come there.
It's exclusively millennials, or can older folks turn up too?
They can come too,
but you're really focusing on that younger generation.
The Pulse has had these events before, and they're just on fire for Jesus. And they've been down this road. They know how to put these big events on.
Fabulous.
It's going to be amazing. I've really got on board with them. There's going to be another one in Texas in the fall for 250,000.
Now, 250,000. Where are you going to put 250,000 people?
That part
I
don't know.
You're going to take over a city.
I know. But I really want to, you know, the way our country's going, the way, you know, with the way things are going, you got to reach the younger folks.
Absolutely.
And get them, you know. We turned our back on, our nation turned its back on God. This is the second chance we have right now, and we need to use it with everything we can. And I tell people out there, they say, "Well, what can I do?" Just keep praying, you know, keep praying and keep helping out in your space, whatever your platform is, even if it's small,
right?
Whatever that is, use it.
Right. You know? Well, in that regard, I wanted to just say thank you for the interest that you've expressed in this campaign to save persecuted Christians. Because
absolutely.
This isn't just about what's going on here,
right?
Whether we believe in God or whether we don't, or whether we are serving Him adequately or whether we're not.
Right.
This is about something else we're called to do which is to help those who are being, just because they're faithful to Him,
right? Absolutely,
terribly oppressed and brutalized.
Yeah. When you told me about this, I was all in. You know that.
Well, no, I know, and it was very empowering that you got it, and you got it immediately.
Yeah.
You sense that this is in fact part of the larger service that you're called to, Mike.
Yeah, right.
And your story is amazing. I was listening to you and Eric Metaxas talking about it last night, and particularly that bit, and he just riffed beautifully with you on it about, what do you mean? You had three of the top drug dealers in Minneapolis intervening to get you to stop buying their products. I mean, if that isn't a God thing, what
isn't
is?
Isn't that something?
And I know you've got some of them on your payroll now.
Yeah,
working
absolutely.
For
they're
you, which is an even more
Christian.
Amazing story.
Yeah. Well, that, I kept my promise. They told me, they go, Mike, if you know, you made a promise to us you'd come back and help us someday. And to be able to now to do all the stuff I'm doing with the inner cities and go back right where I was, right the place where I used to buy all my drugs. And they're going, you know, and they're here. They see me with the president at the White House. And they're going, wow, you were. And for them, so many of my friends have quit drugs. I mean, they just see the miracles of here's a crack addict, ex-crack addict at the White House, you know, in there. And they just see that had to be God. That's not Mike Lindell.
Well,
you know?
and that's the thing that I really want to just say in closing. Your unwavering credit giving to God for having effected this incredible transformation, not only in your own life, but in that life of the life of so many others you're touching. Be 250,000 millennials, for heaven's sake.
It's going to be amazing.
That's an incredible blessing because, as you said, and we feel it so powerfully here, if those folks to whom we're going to pass this torch don't understand what this country is about, including its Judeo-Christian traditions and values, we're done.
Absolutely.
Let's face it. And it's not just us, and it's not just the persecuted Christians around the world. It's Western civilization, and I think world
You're absolutely right. And it is possible. It seems like a big task, but with God, all things are possible.
And
we will get it done.
He will get it done. He will, with our help. Yours especially. Mike Lindell, thank you so much. MyPillow.com. If you haven't got one, you better get cracking.
For the best night's sleep.
There we go. Unpaid commercial announcement. Mike, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Great to see you. God bless. And for being here at NRB.
God bless you. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.